From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. SCARC has started an SSTV net on Saturday evenings at 1800 local time on a linked repeater system of 146.825, 146.850 and 146.975. The first net ran last Saturday and there was a little bit of activity and a bit of trial and error getting things to work properly. Pre-check-ins start at 17.55. There'll be two CQs on mode PD120, which is the same mode the ISS use, with a 2-minute listening pause for stations to respond. Set your favourite SSTV decoding program to automatic and see what happens. MMSSTV is a good program for this. There'll be a 5-minute pause every 15 minutes for any voice traffic, and if no voice traffic, the calls will continue for 3 cycles. Net control is Harry, VK4TK. Also, just a reminder that the car boot sale starts at 10 o'clock today at the club rooms, Godfrey's Road, Bligh. Entry is free and there'll be food and drinks for sale, so come along and grab a bargain. Well, until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres. 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As we all know, there are many rooms in the house that we call amateur radio, and when we're in the pursuit of knowledge and experience, we like to explore. The issue is, what is the best, most exciting area in which to engross our interest? Like many areas of interest, there is the learning curve of getting familiarity with the material, the tools and the strategies. It takes a person from a learner onto a level of proficiency and perhaps even a stage where others regard you as an expert. This happens with on-the-job training as well as recreation. A good fisher needs to learn how to bait a hook to be able to catch a fish unaided, and then learn the types of bait, the style of gear that works in that location, and so on. Ham radio is no different. We learn to follow the rules, how to connect our gear from power supply to antenna, and practice and discussion helps us catch the ones that may previously have got away. Like the fisher, we have to find what is both convenient and what is satisfying. Not every person wants to sit on the bank and watch for a float to bob, just as not every fisher wants the expense of a charter boat to hunt some deep-sea denizen. Similarly, not all hams want to experience specialised stations or hunt the airwaves for diminishing and scarce call signs in contesting or DXing. Some people like being hands-on with building things, and some like to specialise in a band or mode, and these likes can expand and change as the years go by. Obviously, the experiences and likes of those around us, such as fellow club members, will draw us in certain directions, and this is a good and comforting way of socialising and broadening the range of experience in our hobby. I wonder what the feelings are of those that are enticed into some of the high-profile contests, where you start to feel you need to be a bush lawyer just to understand the rules. How do others feel in dipping their toe into the waters of a new mode that is still considered esoteric rather than familiar, and learning the jargon is akin to being immersed in a foreign country where no one speaks our language? Perhaps these are areas that we should look at in our clubs, and amongst our fellow amateurs particularly, where there are newly licensed or inquiring minds in the midst. We like to think that we are considerate in the practice of amateur radio, but perhaps we forget others, as our own familiarity with certain rooms of the house increases. What can be more considerate than asking and discussing the areas of interest of our newer members? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.